look at how things are going.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. This morning, President Obama gets an update on how the $787 billion stimulus package is working and whether it's on track to help reverse the nation's financial fallout. The briefing comes from former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker. The administration also today unveils some stimulus guidelines on how state and local governments can and can't spend their share. In Washington, here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
State and local governments already have plans to spend their stimulus money on everything from sewers to public housing. But federal officials say, be careful.
Little hint, no swimming pools in this money.
That's Vice President Joe Biden, who's been designated the enforcer of stimulus spending. He spoke to state officials yesterday.
6 months from now, if the verdict on this effort is that we've wasted the money, we've built things that are unnecessary, or we've done things that are legal but make no sense, then folks, don't look for any help from the federal government for a long while.
Some local officials worry the federal rules might slow down spending. Ed Rosato with the National Association of Counties hopes money can flow directly to local governments without having to go through state capitals.
We understand that states have long lists of their priorities, but so do local governments, and we're hoping that there'll be a partnership to ensure that all the needs are met at all levels.
Rosato says counties maintain more than 40% of the nation's highways and bridges. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Stocks continue the climb. The Dow gained about 3.5% to close at 7170. NASDAQ and S&P stocks rose about 4%. European shares are higher 1-3%. There was a big buying spree in Asia today. The Nikkei shot up more than 5%. Well, stimulus plan talks in Japan and China are helping boost stocks. This weekend, the talk will likely prevail as world leaders meet ahead of next month's G20 summit. They're looking to spark recovery in their collective economies, and the Chinese prime minister also has a message for the United States. From Shanghai, here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
Prime Minister Wen Jiabao told a press conference that Beijing has adequate ammunition to roll out new stimulus anytime. Chinese officials faked out the markets last week, suggesting that a new package was coming and then it never happened. Economists say the point today is Beijing is ready and able to supersize its half-trillion-dollar stimulus. Still, Prime Minister Wen sounded less assuring on another topic, loans to the United States. He said he was concerned about the safety of our assets, as in $700 billion in treasury bonds. Economist Wu Xingbo is with Fudan University.
We are not expecting the U.S. economic recovery in the next several months, but we hope the Obama administration will address our concern in a direct way.
The prime minister asked the U.S. to maintain its good credit. By one measure, U.S. treasuries have fallen 2.7% this year, but still, they're deemed one of the safest investments on earth. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
The NAACP is filing a class action lawsuit today against a couple of huge banks. The civil rights organization claims Wells Fargo and HSBC forced African Americans into subprime mortgages. The Swiss government this morning says it'll cooperate on cases of international tax evasion. The finance ministry says it'll adopt standards set for countries working together against tax havens. Switzerland had refused to commit for years in fear the standards would compromise the country's banking secrecy rules.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Major League Baseball officially starts in just a couple of weeks, but the economic fallout has led to some pretty anemic spring training attendance. Let's bring in business of sports commentator Diana Nyad to talk about it. Diana, are these lackluster numbers a precursor to what we can expect in the stands this year?
Well, Steve, if you look at some of the numbers and if you've watched any of the preseason games, you know, spring training over the last couple of weeks, I mean, there are vast areas of empty seats. The Angels, for instance, you're averaging usually during spring training down there, they get about 6,000 people per game. This year, 3,000. So if that's a precursor, as you say, to the regular season and attendance is going to be down something, let's say it's just down 12, 15, 20%. Of course, not only are we counting ticket sales, these teams count on 20 to 30% 10% of their entire revenue comes from outright ticket sales. Then you add on top of that the parking, the concessions, the merchandise sales at these ballparks. So we can see the math is pretty easy to do. If they're going to be down, you know, that many numbers of people, they're going to be down a lot in revenue this year.
But, Diana, tickets aren't near as much as they are for other sports, NFL and the others. Doesn't that count for something?
No, it's a good point, and it does count. I mean, last year, the 08 average ticket around the ballparks was $25, a couple cents more than that. I mean, the NBA has gotten up to close to $50 now. The NFL is at $72 for an average ticket. But the difference in baseball is that it's largely a family game. People are going with their entire family. They're buying, you know, the Cokes and the hot dogs and the T-shirts and everything. It's costing them a fortune. So this year, you know, MLB is trying to do everything they can to make it a better deal for families. Some teams are offering free parking again, and some teams are offering, you know, one adult buys a ticket, two kids will come for free. You know, there are a number of family packages that a lot of the teams are doing.
So how are the teams adjusting to this possible drop in attendance and ticket sales then?
You know, there are a few creative deals. I saw that the Twins, for instance, with the slide of the Dow Jones, have decided that they're going to actually mirror that slide to the ticket sales, especially in the upper deck. So if a ticket's $21, if the Dow closes anywhere in the 6,000s that day, they're going to make that ticket $6. Closes in the 7,000s, that ticket will be $7. And almost every team has some sort of creative promotional angle like that.
Who, Diana, stands to gain if baseball clubs aren't getting the people in?
You know, honestly, the only silver lining I can see in all this is that people are staying home, okay? If they're not going to the park, they like the game, they're staying home. So it could be that the television ratings will go through the roof.
And plus, there's a new MLB network, too.
There is a new MLB network, so, you know, people can watch their own team round the clock instead of just watching the Yankees day in and day out. I didn't say that. I'm a Yankee fan.
Business of sports commentator Diana Nyad. Diana, thank you.
Steve, thank you.
Share your thoughts with us and check out the Scratch Pad with our online blogger, Scott Jagow, inside marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.